see on this weary soul. Come and take me to the river and make me whole. It's down with the old and up with the new. The heart reset my life, take two. Oh Lord have mercy on this weary soul.
New lease on life, that's what we're all about at Go Yard with Mama Mac, and I am so glad to be sitting in this chair right now live with you from Clearwater, Florida on this wonderful radio station, and beside me is my co-host, Dr. Angel Falzoni. How you doing, doctor?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Hey, good. Let's have a great show again tonight. This is number 7. Can you believe it?
Time has been really flying, hasn't it?
It has. We've been enjoying doing this new show. And we invite our friends out there in Radio Land to tell others about our show and get them to take a listen, you know, sometime soon. We've even been working on a website that's not quite finished, but it's coming along. And you did a project this week for getting people to know more about this show. What'd you do?
I created us a Facebook page.
Ooh, all right.
Very exciting. Very exciting. So we are at Go Yard 1340 on Facebook. So we are encouraging you all to get on and like us.
Like us, and yes.
Great resource. So it's still in construction, but it's
but
moving.
It's moving then. So Facebook.com. There we go. Ooh. All right. Woo. Thanks for the applause there. Facebook.com/GoYard1340,
yes.
Right? Okay. So we welcome you to check that out. We just want you to be able to communicate with us in different ways. And last week we talked about a new email address, which we have, and it's up and running tonight. Got our cell phones here. We can access emails that might come in during the show. And that one is goyard2014@gmail.com. So 2014 for the email, but 1340, goyard1340 for Facebook. So anyway, we're excited about that. And the other thing about this radio station, which is so cool, it's a talk radio station. So people can call in if they want, doctor. And we've had some people calling in. So it's kind of cool, isn't it, when they call in?
It's very cool. We've had texts. People have texted
yes.
us. We've had people calling in. We've
right.
had emails. So we want it to be interactive. So we are encouraging you guys to reach out and
yeah,
come join the show and let's make this interactive.
Absolutely. And the engineer, when you call in and here's the number, he will ask you your first name and where you're from. And then it's going to flash up right here on the computer screen in front of us and we'll know who you are. There you go. Here it is. Two phone numbers, 727-441-3000. And the toll-free number is 866-826-1340. And of course, if you are listening Tampa Bay area on the radio, you can actually switch over to www.tantalk1340.com. Now, a lot of our listeners we're finding are from other states, and that's cool. They've found us on, you know, your Facebook page or, you know, mine or word of mouth, etc. We're beginning to hear from people in Ohio and Georgia and
North Carolina,
Atlanta,
Illinois. All over Illinois.
We've had several, yeah.
Yes.
So that's really cool. We're glad. And so the best way for those folks to hear the show is tantalk1340.com. And push listen and you'll get us live right then. So we have made it very easy. Also, if there's some of you that just say, wait a minute, the only way I communicate is by text, you can also do that. And here's the number. And it's full of sevens, so you're going to have to write it down. The number is 727-417-0707. One more time on the phone number, 727-417-0707. That number is only for texting. So you can use that during the show. So we've got a great show planned, Doctor. I'm excited about all these subjects that we've been talking about the last few weeks. I mean, we have dealt with domestic violence and not totally and completely exhausted the subject, but we've done shows on that. We've done shows on setting boundaries, and we've gotten a lot of feedback from people on setting boundaries. Just in a brief minute, tell them what setting a boundary is and where they can go access those shows.
Well, setting boundaries is learning to what we have responsibility for and what we don't. And
right.
It's helping us to establish a new level of freedom for ourselves. And we can access every one of those podcasts are available on the Tantalk website.
Right.
And
go Tantalk 1340.
Tantalk 1340 and click on Go Yard. And all of our shows have been archived and podcast. So go back and catch them. They're great.
They're great. Yeah. And it's kind of fun to go back and listen to them, isn't it?
You know, we've had a lot of great positive feedback. People are saying, I'm learning to do this one day at a time.
Well, we had somebody say, I get a paper and a pen and I start taking notes. And that is fantastic, because I always said to my kids as they were growing up, the key to success is take good notes, you know, get write it down so you can go back and look at it again, study it. So we are just excited about what's happening here on Go Yard. And Go Yard is baseball slang for
hitting the home run in life.
There you go. And the World Series was last night, and the Giants came away winners, third time in 5 years. Boy, I tell you what, there was a lot of Go Yard there.
Yes, there
was. So, hitting the home run. So, anyway, we're glad you've joined us today. Today's topic is very interesting. I like it. What's holding you back? That's our question today on Go Yard. What's holding you back? We all must realize that there are times in life where we have kind of an aha moment. We realize, wow, I haven't accomplished this or this or this. I had this dream. I had this desire, and it just didn't happen. And here I am. I'm too old now to do it. You're never too old. Right,
no,
doctor?
There's no such thing as too old for anything.
Absolutely not. No. So, you know, if some of you are sitting out there going, I don't know, I don't have much energy, I think when we begin to fulfill some of our desires and our dreams, our energy level does increase. We are feeling better about ourselves. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, and when you're doing something that you feel you need to do, you're acting purposefully, and that's giving you igniting that passion, which is what you're talking about with that energy increasing.
Yes, yes, that is your slogan, isn't it?
You want to give them absolutely my slogan.
Let's give our listeners your slogan there. While I get a drink of water here.
My slogan is boldly live. It's boldly pursuing life with purpose and passion, and that's what we aim to do: is to boldly live.
Boldly live with purpose and passion.
Yes.
I want to talk about that purpose first of all. Tonight, because I think a lot of times, doctor, people are held back. We're asking the question, what's holding you back? Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of times people are held back because they're just floundering. You know, they're just kind of out there, you know, swimming against the current of life and no real purpose. You just said that word. And they're not intentionally doing anything. They're just kind of getting up, going to work, fulfilling the day's obligations, with no real intentionality.
Almost robotic, you know. They
robotic,
just kind of take
like
what
that.
Happens as it happens in each day for what it is. And
right.
Whew, that can lead to a lot of unhappiness.
It leads to depression, I think.
Depression,
yes.
And anxiety, because you're not prepared for what could happen. And when
right.
things come to hit you and you're not ready for it, it makes you anxious and more worried.
Absolutely.
Fearful.
Exactly. And we're going to talk about those different aspects. I've been a realtor for 24 years and also in the ministry, and I have seen so often through my own life that goal setting is a tremendous helper, an asset in our lives when we want to accomplish, you know. And some of you out there need to be thinking about that. Let's talk about that goal setting for just a moment. What, you know, the goals don't even have to be major things, do they?
No, actually they don't. They can be very small things. And I think that's where people sometimes get mixed up when we think about, oh, I'm going to set a goal. They think, oh, it's got to be this big thing, but I've already graduated school and I've already done these big things. And
right.
goal setting can be, you know, small little tiny goals that you set for yourself. I'm going to work on having a positive attitude, and my goal might be to increase my positive attitude towards things, or to not say so many negative things about
right.
things, or, you know, set a boundary. That might be my goal. I'm going to work on setting 3 boundaries with one of my relationships over the next month. That's
right.
a great goal.
That's a great goal. Write them down. You know, get your pen, get your, or put it in your computer, whatever, but get it down so you can go back and revisit it. Don't you think that's important, Doctor?
It is very important. And if we're going to talk about goal setting, I'm going to throw my kids under the bus here because report cards came out this week. And boys' report cards weren't so well, and each of them had their own area of struggle. And I sat each of them down individually, and we looked at every class, what the grade was, how they felt about it, and then we made a plan, a goal of what our next term would be.
Woo.
What do we want this grade to be next term? And then we didn't just say what we wanted to say. How are we going to get there? What didn't work
right.
that this grade is a D? And how are we going to bring that grade to a C? I didn't ask them to go from D to A. I'm asking them to take one small step. How are we going to do that?
Wow.
What went wrong? You know, one child was, I really didn't study. One's like, oh, I didn't really focus on my homework. One was, they all had something, obviously, right. because the grades weren't well. And we sat, how are we going to do that? We looked at obstacles might happen. What's going to happen? We have holidays. We could get distracted with sports. How are we going to overcome those obstacles?
I like that because you went ahead and intentionally planned for obstacles, because there are going to be obstacles when we set about to accomplish things that we've never accomplished before, or that are
always
going to
be obstacles. And we cannot foresee every obstacle, but we can plan for some of them that we can kind of perceive that might be there. And so we looked at what could be some of our obstacles. You might get distracted, video games, girlfriends, you know, usual things for kids. How are we going to work on overcoming those obstacles? So we have a plan right now. We both signed on this plan. This is our plan together.
Well, that's great.
They own it. I own it. We both have a part. I'm holding them accountable, and they're holding themselves accountable to their goal plan.
And you see, that is critical to moving forward in whatever it is that's holding you back. And so if you're taking notes, I would say tonight that the first thing is you got to develop a plan.
You have to have a plan.
You know, take time to develop a plan. I think this is where so many people, my grandkids in particular, as far as schoolwork, we talked about it last week when I was having a special time with them. Just the lack of planning can really mess you up, I believe, in life. And then you get 5 months down the road and you've been held back by your own lack of planning. Don't you think?
Yes, and planning. And I think sometimes we think we should only plan on the really big things. We plan weddings. We plan birthdays. We need a plan day. You know, every morning on my drive to work, I get to talk to my sister. It's our special sister moment.
And
I love our talks. And
right.
we always ask each other, what's your GP? That means, what's your game plan for today? What's your GP?
Cool.
What are you planning on?
I like that idea.
And
yeah.
when one of us has a really wild one, it's what's your game plan extreme, because sometimes somebody has a lot of things they want to get working on that
yes,
day.
Yes, I like that.
We talk about it.
Wow. And you accomplish it. And you can also talk about it if you don't get it done.
Exactly. What went wrong? What happened?
Last week I was in Indiana for the wedding of my oldest son. And it was hilarious because the night I got there, I hadn't even been there 2 hours. And my future daughter-in-law, who is now my daughter-in-law, wonderful, beautiful Mary, had lists. I mean, Angel, you should have seen these lists. They were so well thought out and planned. And I got to tell you, after several days and then the wedding, every single thing worked out according to plan. There were no hiccups.
Wow.
After the wedding, we were looking at each other. We went, wow, that all worked perfectly. But I will say that Mary planned. She knew where she was headed, and that by Saturday, it was going to be at the altar getting married, you know, but all these other details had to happen. So I think the point number one tonight, planning, and that will make a huge difference in your life. Okay, let's go on. And there's so many things that cause us to not accomplish things. And one of those has to do with people around us, don't you think?
I think the people around us can really be huge stumbling blocks for a lot of us.
Okay.
I think we put too much weight sometimes on what the opinions of the people around us are about what it is that we are trying to do or accomplish.
Right.
And so if they agree with us, then we're going to feel really good and be more motivated. But if they don't...
What if they don't?
Then
do we abort our plan? Do we stop it? I mean, because the important people, quote unquote, in our lives don't like our plan?
And that's what gets in some people's way, because then they feel like, oh, well, all this, they allow this negativity to squash the plan before they've even tried the plan.
Right.
And a lot of times the people who are out there, I call them haters, because they have something negative to say about everything, anything.
Oh my gosh. And they are out there, Dr. Falzone.
They are. And we all have haters in our lives.
We do have haters in our lives that would rather see us fall down and bump our nose than to succeed in something. Because a lot of times, in my opinion, correct me, you're the professional, I think jealousy and envy has a lot to do with the haters in our lives.
You really hit it, because a lot of times people who are haters are not people who are motivated to do anything in their own lives.
Mm-hmm.
I remember way back after I had my first two children, I decided to start college. A great thing. And I
How many years
that.
Ago is that? Look at what you've accomplished. You're a great example for this topic tonight.
Well,
and
I shared with the people in my life, I want to go to school. I want to go to college. I want to try this goal. I didn't know if I could do it or not, but I wanted to try. And there were people who were like, you were so selfish to do that. Like, how could you? You could not be a good mother and do that. And if I'd listened to them, how many people's lives that I've had the opportunity to share with and help and grow, well, that wouldn't have happened.
It would not have happened if you would have listened to the naysayers.
So I had to put on my blinders, like the horse race.
Okay, let's talk about that, because that is a good thing, too. That's really talking here about when people say these negative things or just don't support us, or sometimes they intentionally put stumbling blocks in our way so that it's harder for us to accomplish a particular goal. I've experienced that. Maybe you have, too.
Absolutely.
You know,
the horses, when they run the race, they put blinders on them so they can't see what the other horses are doing.
Boy, that's good.
I kind of think we need to do that in our own lives. We need to put these proverbial blinders on. We can't always pay attention to what this person or that person is doing. We can only measure ourselves by ourselves. The person in the mirror is our competition, us.
Right. Okay.
And so we have to keep our focus, and we can't let them snuff it out. And if we can't let their thoughts and opinions be our drive or our what kills
it.
Because it's not for the right reason or motive.
No, we got to focus. We're back to that point again. I don't know what point we're on now, but focus is so important to come out of that trench of not succeeding and, you know, not accomplishing your goals and your dreams. And focus is how you get out there. You focus on where you're headed. Keep it in front of you. Have you ever heard of storyboarding? You probably have.
Yes.
Where people put certain little pictures. That helps some people.
Mm-hmm.
And just pictures of things, of goals, of where they're going.
Absolutely. You can make a collage. I remember one of my, and I kept it, but one of my first little things I had for is where I saw my life now and what I wanted it to be. And I would use cut out magazines and pictures and little words. And I showed where I was and where I want to be. And it was, and I hung it up. And that was it. I love the pictures. Pictures are great.
Pictures are great. Quarterback, when I was a brand new realtor back in 1992, it's Century 21, there was a thing called a Centurion Award, which meant you'd done $5 million worth of business that year, which was a lot of business. And I had been there a couple years, and there was this award thing, and this person sitting right at the desk beside me won the Centurion. I said, whoa, that's cool. I want to do that. I'm going to accomplish that. So I got my broker and we went. I still have this picture. We went into the office. We put the other lady's award. It was a big statue that looks like an Oscar. We put it on the desk and my broker and I took a picture with it. And I put it right there in front of me forever until I accomplished that a couple years after that. And I did. But it was that continual reminder of, hey, I'm going somewhere. I've got a purpose here, a focus. I'm going to be a centurion. And I was for many years.
And that's just it, because you had a focus and you were intentional and purposeful. And those pictures or words or journaling or however it works for you is what's those constant reminders. And
why are those
things
so important, though? Why can't we just say, okay, I'm going to lose 40 pounds and, you know, or whatever the case may be. Let's don't talk about weight, right? Okay, whatever the goal is, why can't we just do it without, you know, those kinds of helps?
I think just so many of us just give up. It gets hard. And once we start hitting those obstacles, every goal has some obstacle at some point that's going to happen.
Right.
If we went from point A to point B on a goal with no problem, everyone would meet every goal ever.
Right.
And that's not how it works.
It just doesn't.
When we hit those obstacles, we get discouraged. It takes more effort. And sometimes we get discouraged and we just quit and we give up and we don't follow through.
Don't you think a lot of times people look at how long the process mm-hmm. is going to take and they get discouraged with that aspect of it?
And that's can be a problem. We want to have long-term goals, but we need to have very short, realistic, attainable goals. And those are really the goals I want you to focus on. Yes, the long-term goal might be to get my college degree, but what's the short-term goal? The short-term goal may be to pass comp one.
Right.
And that's true. And we got to take it in those steps.
Right.
Because when you look at this whole long goal, it can get overwhelming.
Oh, overwhelming.
Life happens.
Yeah.
Everyone has life happen.
Right.
Things come up. People got sick, all kinds of stuff happened. And then it's easy to say, well, forget it. I'm never going to be able to do that.
Yes.
And instead of just chunking it into very small
chunking.
Pieces.
We're going to talk more about that in a minute. Let me give you these phone numbers again. And we're going to check our email and our text here. Phone number 727-441-3000. We'd love to hear from you on this subject we're talking about tonight, which is what's holding you back from accomplishing your goals, your dreams, your visions. 727-441-3000. You can call in, or the toll-free number 866-826-1340, or you can write an email to goyard2014@gmail.com, or you can text. Wow. We have a lot of ways.
That was a mouthful.
It is. The text number is 727-417-0707. Chunking our steps. Talk to me about that.
Chunking our goals. And really, it's just making really small goals.
Okay.
And realistic ones. I need what I think that happens to snuff out a lot of people from their goals is because they don't really make these realistic goals.
Right.
You're not going to go from being, well, we go to weight because that's a common goal. People make it
yes.
as a common goal people
right.
fail at.
Absolutely.
So if you have 50 pounds to lose, that might be the long-term goal, but maybe 3 pounds is a great place that, you know, I'd like to, you know, or maybe not even think about the weight. Maybe I'm going to exercise for 30 minutes, 3 times for a
right.
month consecutively.
Right. I'm going to change my lifestyle,
and
my pattern.
That can be the goal.
Yeah. Right.
Or maybe I'm going to, you know, cut certain things out or lower my calories, but you can't go from, I'm going to lose 50 pounds in 12 weeks and life happens.
Right.
Things happen. And you set this unrealistic goal and you're at week 8 and you still have 40 pounds to lose. You know you're not going to do it and you give
up.
So
you just eat.
So why Thanksgiving comes.
I think we can all relate to that situation. So our topic today on Go Yard is what's holding you back, and we'd like to hear from you on that subject. It's easy to get into a rut. You know what I'm saying? Kind of life happens, and we just are always doing things. It's just almost like a rocking chair, just rocking you and rocking you and rocking you. Just kind of go to sleep at the controls, if you know what I mean. Talk to me about that, Doctor.
Well, when you mean rut, are you talking about like just staying in this comfort area,
doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results? Isn't that the definition of insanity
that Einstein gives us? And it is.
That's right.
But we do it, and a lot of us fall in that trap. And the problem is a lot of us find comfort in this place that we're not content and we're not
right.
we're not feeling it. We're not living our life with purpose and passion, but there's a contentment in this space because we know it.
Yeah, we know it. Okay, we're comfortable in it,
so
because we always handle things like this. And also, people expect that behavior from us. That happens. And so we kind of fulfill their expectations. You know what I mean?
Well, yes. And then this comfort zone kind of is the what if start happening in
okay.
your head. What if I tried to go to school? What if I failed? What if I couldn't do it? What if people laugh at me? What if? There's all these what ifs that start going on in our head, and we talk ourselves right out of it.
We talk ourselves out of it.
With the what if.
So a lot of it is based on insecurity, perhaps? How big of an issue is insecurity for accomplishing goals?
Insecurity can be a big holdback, but
okay.
you can be insecure and still accomplish a goal.
Right, right.
And I'm going to really go vulnerable here, but when I first started college, every time I would sign up for a class, I was so insecure, I thought I'd fail the class. Now, mind you, I graduate 4 O's in every college degree I have, But every time I took a class, I thought I was not smart enough to finish that class.
So
but
you
I
graduated
tried anyway.
Straight A's all the way.
But I always felt
insecure.
But
you always felt insecure as you began the class and you were mm-hmm. and thought you couldn't do it.
And my thought was wow. I'd rather try and fail than never try.
Wow.
So insecurity.
Because you had a goal.
I did.
There we go again. You had a goal and you decided, okay, I'm going to try this. And if I fail this class, I fail it, but I'm going to try it.
Mm-hmm.
So that is perseverance, don't you think? I love that word. And diligence. I love those words. Talk to me about that, doctor. Well, we are talking to Dr. Angel Falzone right now here live on Go Yard. Go ahead.
Well, we can persevere and we can keep chunking it away. Like I said, my mentality was I would rather try and fail than never try, because how would I know where my limit is if I don't try?
Okay.
If I fail, I'm never going to have a college degree. I mean, if I don't try, I will never have that college degree.
Yeah.
But if I try, I may, I could, I might. And here I am with 2 bachelors, 2 masters, and a PhD.
Wow. And how many years?
15.
In 15 years?
Yes.
But that is amazing. You're talking about 5 degrees
mm-hmm.
in 15 years and raising 3 young boys,
yes.
too. And that's huge. That is huge.
So we can let our insecurity stop us, or we can say, okay, I'm insecure about it, but I'm still going to give it a whirl.
Right. Exactly. And when those thoughts come, which so many of our listeners probably are wanting to say this and aren't, but when those thoughts of insecurity and I don't think I can do it, and what if I don't do it, and what if I take a class and I get an F and all that stuff, what do they do? What do they do when that stuff just is bombarding their brains?
Well, the what if, what if? And that's when you say, well, what if? What if I take a class and I get F? Okay, it's a subject I didn't know well. Maybe I need to get a tutor. Maybe I need to have more help. Maybe I need to slow it down. Maybe this is a class I can't do online. I have to go in and do in person. What if? Will the world stop turning? Am I going to stop breathing?
Wow.
Face the what if.
Yes.
What if? What if it happens? Okay.
Right.
Then what?
I remember
do?
My mother used to say, think of what would be the worst case scenario.
Mm-hmm.
What would be? And then when you look at that and face that, it's like, oh, okay. If that happens, well, I can still go on. You know, I'm not dead. I can still go on. So what? If you fail a class or you drop it because you can't do it for whatever reason. And it's so important that we start, the self-talk changes in our self-talk. Doctor, talk to me about that. What is that all about?
Well, our self-talk are the messages that we tell ourselves. Other
okay.
people give us messages and we give ourselves messages. And our messages are really loud because they're constantly going on in our head,
okay.
even when we're not super conscious that it's happening.
Yeah.
And so when we have negative self-talk, I can't, I'm not smart enough, I'm not good enough. And we let those voices make our choices. We are never going to step out and it's going to hold us back forever.
We let those voices make our choices.
A little Dr. Seuss going on there, huh?
Really, isn't it? Yeah, that's kind of cute. So, and so often we do that very thing. Those voices are so loud, and we don't get help or do something about those or contradict them with the positive affirmations. I think a lot of people maybe have heard of the word affirmation. Maybe they don't even know what that means. Dr. Angel Valsoni, what is it?
You know, and that's when we're looking into the positives. The affirmations are the when we can highlight anything positive that's going on. And one really good technique, and this is something I always recommend, is when you have a goal of something, is to find somebody who's in that goal and have accomplished a further step. They may have accomplished the entire goal, or they just might be further down the road than you.
Great idea.
And talk to them. And
right.
Because you'll
pick
learn.
Pick their brain.
How do they do it? What worked? What didn't
yeah.
work?
Yeah.
And it's a great motivator, but it's a great tool of accountability.
Absolutely.
And, you know, like a mentor
right.
kind of process. But find somebody, you're not, you know, the whole thing on weight loss. I know we talk about it a lot, but you're not going to go to somebody who's grossly overweight and ask them how you lose weight. They haven't met the goal yet. So
right.
you can't go to your friend who isn't where you want to be with this one goal and say, how do I do it? Or should I do it? You need to find someone who's done it.
Right.
And align with that person.
There you go. So you align with where you're headed, right?
Mm-hmm.
You put your mind there. You put your effort there. You put your goals towards where you're going and stop procrastinating.
Yes.
What an interesting word, procrastination. Some of you out there may say, I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
Procrastination is when we just keep putting something off. We just don't start. Oh, tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes.
Right.
Today. We can't put it off. We have to say, what am I going to do today?
Exactly.
Not what am I going to do tomorrow?
Right.
What am I going to do today? How am I going to get this ball rolling? Because when we can put it off to tomorrow, then tomorrow comes, we'll put it off and put it off. And before you know it, we're in trouble.
Exactly. Yeah. So procrastination is our enemy.
Yes, it is.
And the tomorrow, you know, I grew up in Central America, and one of the favorite words down there is mañana, which means tomorrow, you know. And I'll just do it tomorrow. You know, I'll do it tomorrow. And I think that is a constant thing we all battle, that we'll just, I'm going to do this tomorrow. I'll put it on my to-do list for mañana.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, even Scarlett O'Hara made those words famous in Gone with the Wind,
she?
You know?
Yes.
So
I'm going to think about it tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow is another day.
Right. Yeah.
And we can't. Today is the day.
Today is the only day
we have
that
we're in. And this is the moment that we're in. And this is the moment we have to work on it and say, I'm not going to get there all today, but I can put something in motion today.
Right. And I think a lot of times we get so used to life as it is, Doctor, that we don't realize that life can be cut off. It can be short. It can be, you know, things can change in our lives that, you know, we don't want to live with a lot of regrets. That's the point I'm trying to get at.
And the life with regrets is a life with somebody who hasn't lived with purpose and passion.
There you go.
You know, and so going back to the thought, my mentality was I would rather try something and fail than never try, because then I couldn't look back and have a regret. I should have went to college.
Right.
Because if I would have failed, at least I would have known that wasn't for me. That wasn't my line if I would have continually failed through the process.
Right. But you had a desire to go to college.
But I had a desire. But because I pushed through my insecurities and said, well, I'm going to try it anyway. What the heck? I don't have there's no regret. And I come in on the other line and I feel so fulfilled.
Wow.
And have met so many other goals.
Did you at the age 15 years ago that you started college and all this, did you think you would be like sitting here in a chair on a at a radio station co-hosting a show on counseling and living life to its fullest? Because that's what we're doing here.
And when I talk about I started working on a college degree, I started working on a 2-year college degree. An AA degree was my big goal.
Really?
Then. Yes.
Wow. Oh, I love that concept, because I think that that resonates. It resonates with me, and it resonates with, I think, our listeners. Start somewhere. What's holding you back? Probably a lot of times it's laziness and it's complacency.
Yes.
And I mean, I've just been really thinking about complacency a lot lately. Do you want to define that? You know, in whatever terms.
Well, it's when we get comfortable where we're at, when we're complacent. We're comfortable.
Right.
We don't really want to. It's inaction. We're not taking action. We might have a desire in our head for things to be different. We may have even thought a little bit about how that could be, but we're just not willing to do anything about it.
We're not. Yeah. We don't want to invest in it.
No action. We're not putting any gas in the car. We're just going to leave it in the yard and pretend like we're going on vacation.
But we want it our way. The old Burger King philosophy, right? I want it my way.
And I want it now.
And I want it now. Yes. And that impatience is really the opposite of perseverance, I think. Impatience can just be, you know, I'm so impatient to get there, so I'm just going to quit.
Yes.
It's not happening quick enough. And I hear this a lot with people, that it's just not happening quick enough, so I just quit that. I abandoned that project, and I'm going on to something else or whatever.
And really, we're talking about life. And life is not something that's just going to happen. And it's something that's continually emerging and growing and changing.
Changing.
And so we need to pace ourselves for the marathon of life, not the sprint of life.
Right.
And you're right. So many people want it my way. I want it now. And if I can't have it, I'm not willing to do it. And that just doesn't work. This is a pill generation. Give me a pill for that.
Right. Oh, my gosh. That's a good metaphor right there. Because so many people, that is what they want to do. They don't want to endure whatever the case may be. Yeah, just give me a pill, so knock me out of my misery. And the thing is, if you and I were talking about running, and we were talking about that with our engineer a few minutes ago, and you're getting ready to do a half marathon.
No, 5K.
I'm sorry. You're getting ready to do a 5K. It was Chris that was doing that. But you're talking about the need to build up to that, right? You're going to run in December in this race, but you don't just start out, walk out one day and say, okay, I'm running 13.1. That's a half marathon, but 13.1 miles today. That doesn't just happen that way, does it?
No, it happens one block at a time, you know, and setting a goal and pacing yourself and, you know, and having an accountability and a plan and
yes.
a contingency
focus.
Plan and focus. And this is
focus,
it.
Focus, focus, focus. I like to put check marks on things. My daily job list, you know, doesn't always get done that day, but it helps me see what I need to do for the next few days. And I just love to mark through or put a check mark beside those things that I accomplish. So I really think visual aids, we've kind of talked about it here, but I think they're important and might be a good tool for our listeners.
I think it's a wonderful tool, not just for our listeners, but as a parent and helping your children for themselves. Teaching them this concept of the checklist is a great physical, especially if you have a child that might have a learning disability or ADHD.
Right.
This they need that to help
right.
them organize their own thoughts. And so starting out with, you know, what do I want to accomplish today? Even if you have one or two focused things, that's great.
Right.
That's
exactly.
A focused day. You had something focused that you worked for, you finished, you completed.
And, you know, if it's your child, then you reward them, et cetera. If it's yourself, there's nothing wrong with a reward, too, either.
You know, there's not from time to time. And I even set, like, personal rewards that
right.
are, you know, I'm a big nerd and a big book reward. But if I meet a certain goal, I'll be like, I'm going to buy a fun book that I just want to read for fun instead
okay.
of, you know, a technical book for once.
Right.
But that's
cool.
great. And I always look forward to the fun book then when I read it. And
right.
so whatever
it's a treat.
It is. Mm-hmm.
So setting realistic expectations, I mean, sometimes maybe less than what you would like, but you chunk it off. We've made that point here in the show, and I think that's very important. Small chunks to succeed, to get
yes.
where you're going, right?
You know, and if you're not using a to-do list or a check-off list for the day, you're not using them now, so why don't you just try putting one thing on your list and doing one thing every day for 1 week? And
wow.
let's just get that into a habit. It takes 21 days, I think, is what
yeah,
they say to make a habit.
Say.
So why don't we just start getting in the habit of putting one focused thing for the next month and just trying to stick with that and finish that?
What about the person, and maybe one of our listeners out there who really is a habit of lying to themselves? Now, you want to explain that? And you can do that in just a moment. Let me give the phone numbers one more time. We still have time for you to call in with your comment or your situation that you want to ask Dr. Falzone's advice about. That would be fine. And you can do it at 727-441-3000 or 1-866-826-1340. Or you can send a text to 727-417-0707. Or an email. I'm going to get all of it in now. GoYard2014@gmail.com. So any of those ways can reach us right here, live in the studio right now. Let's talk about lying to ourselves, Dr. Angel Falzone.
Well, there's a quote out there that says, we lie the loudest when we lie to ourselves.
Oh my, that's weird.
That's a very strong one, because the lies we tell ourselves, we don't recognize as lies, but we make many of our choices and decisions based on this lie that we've told ourselves. So we might tell ourselves, I don't have anything I need to change. My life is fine. I'm living with passion. While you're taking a depression medication or
right.
feeling
that's a
know,
symptom
Eeyore.
Something's wrong. Right.
You know,
yeah.
it's kind of like the people, you know, when you go to an all-you-can-eat smorgasbord.
Okay.
And you walk in and you're on a diet and you're
right.
you're going to the smorgasbord and you're telling yourself, oh, I'm not going to touch the dessert. I'm not going to the chocolate
oh, yeah,
fountain.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are.
You are.
Yeah.
You walked in that building,
so,
you're
so
going.
So stay out of the building.
Stay
right?
out.
Yes, to stay out of that building. Yeah, sometimes we put ourselves in situations that are no win. We're not going to win there.
Exactly. And so that's where that purposeful, intentional planning comes into place. If I'm trying to lose weight, I'm not going to the smorgasbord for dinner.
That's
it's
exactly
not going to help
right.
me.
Because okay.
I'm not staying on the salad. I know I'm going to hit that chocolate bar.
So you're going to lie to yourself if you think you can
mm-hmm.
do that. So quit buying the chocolate.
Exactly. And then people do it all the time, especially people who struggle with substances and they think, oh, I can hang out. And if they struggle with alcohol, I can hang
absolutely.
Out with someone who's drinking.
That's a great example.
I just won't smoke. No, you're going to eventually give in because it's very difficult to put yourself in that situation. So those lies we tell ourselves, we make decisions on them, and we usually make decisions that cause us to fail at something we're trying to do.
Right. Now, obstacles are not necessarily bad in our lives, are they?
I don't really think they're bad at all.
Okay.
They may feel bad, and nobody likes them. I'm not telling you I'm a proponent for obstacles.
What's an obstacle?
Obstacles, anything that comes across us that makes life a little more challenging or difficult. It could be a problem. An obstacle can be natural. It can be things that we cause. It can be just life.
Right.
It could get sick. Anything can be an obstacle to our goal. Anything that gets in our way of us trying to get to where we're trying to go.
Right.
And I don't think they're super bad, but they're super uncomfortable.
Right.
And they help us to strengthen us and empower us. And they give us skills. It's kind of like, you know, when you don't go work out at the gym, I don't have the greatest muscles. I don't go lift weights. I'm not going to go to the gym and pick up a 100-pound bar tomorrow and be able to do that weightlifting.
Exactly.
But if I started with the 2-pounders and worked and then went to the 3 and then moved my way up, maybe I can handle that 100-pound in a year or two or whatever. And so and obstacles, that's what it's doing. It's making us have our muscles to handle the struggles of life.
Right.
So each obstacle gives us another strength of our muscles.
Yes. Help us grow.
It helps us grow, definitely.
Yeah.
And helps us to have more tools and muscle to handle the next obstacle that
comes. When somebody says to you, wow, I'm thinking about starting college, but I don't think I can afford it, or whatever the case might be, and you can relate to that, and you can say, wait a minute, that seemed impossible for me, but I was able to overcome it.
Yes.
And so we help others.
Yes.
We empower others through the stuff that we work through in our lives.
And, you know, sometimes we kind of flail and wail through our obstacles.
I like that.
It's non-technical, but we kind of, you know, we make a few mistakes. We figure out, ooh, that wasn't probably what I should have done. And that's okay. Life isn't.
It's not meant to be perfect.
But you look at it, you examine it, and you figure out a different way how to do it. And so and then we can guide others through obstacles. And, you know, there's no better person to go to when you're in an obstacle than somebody who's been in that obstacle and has overcome it.
Well, you mentioned the mentor concept earlier, and I love that concept. Find somebody that you can relate to, or you can talk to, or you can say, here's what I'm feeling, and let it out, you know, talk about it.
Yeah. How did you get there? How did you overcome this? It might work for them and not work for you, but it might spin an idea or give you an inspiration or just give you encouragement. You got this. You can do this.
You can do it. So one of the things that holds us back, I believe, is silence.
Ooh, that's good. Yes.
I believe that. I've seen it through the years with counseling people and being involved in their lives, that when they don't talk about it, I'll never forget, many, many years ago, a couple sat down in my office years and years ago when I was pastoring my first church, and they came in because they had been married for 35 years, and they really hadn't hardly talked for 17.
Wow.
And wow is right. And do we want to talk these things out? Do we want to talk why we have not been talking all these years? I mean, that silence was deafening, if you know what I mean. And I think so often silence is such a tool against us because if we keep all those feelings of inadequacy or insecurity or fear, which we haven't even talked about fear, that's a huge one. Maybe we'll wait till next week on that because that's huge. That's a whole show. But when we keep all that stuff bottled up and we don't talk about it and we're silent on it, it has power over us, don't you think, Dr. Falzone?
It does have power, and it grows, and we grow it in our head with that, the way we think and perceive, because it's that what if starts happening in our head, and then it becomes a giant.
Yes. Becomes
huge. The silence made this issue a giant, and it really might have not. It might have really been 3 inches tall, and now it's 10 feet tall.
Right.
And so we do need to put words out there, and we do need to communicate these obstacles or struggles, because guess what? You're not the only one who's been there.
Right.
Other people have been there, and let's use other people to help and strengthen us and empower us and help us figure it out.
So what's holding us back, dear audience, from becoming what we really want to do or accomplish? And we've said one of those things is we don't plan. We just go day by day. We can be complacent. We can be kind of lazy and think that tomorrow I will take care of this, I'll change tomorrow. We've talked about how people around us can keep us from, in our own minds, I mean, they can't really don't have that power over us.
No, but we can think give they them do. That. Yes.
We give them that power. Mm-hmm. And so that can really deter us from accomplishing goals, setting them and accomplishing them. We've talked about insecurities. We've talked about the things that we lie to ourselves about. And maybe you want to go on with that a little bit more. I don't know.
Well, you know, that because it's a big one.
It
we
is.
Do. We do lie to ourselves a lot. And that's just when we're just not willing to take an honest look into our lives, into what's working, what's not working, what do I need to improve. We can look out at the everybody else and tell them what they need to do to fix it, but we're not so willing to look in and say, what do I need to do
right.
to do this better or to do this different?
I think another one, I'm just going to throw this out to you, is chaotic days. Chaotic days give you the appearance of accomplishing a lot, but they don't really feel very good, and they really don't accomplish a lot. And maybe you can define that, Dr. Falzone. We will ask for your professional opinion here with your PhD. Talk to me about chaotic situations, chaotic relationships, etc.
Well, chaotic is just when everything's happening. There's a lot going on, but it's not focused, it's not intentional, and it's not purposeful. So you're tired, you're exhausted, you've been doing something all the time, but it's not focused, intentional, or purposeful. So you're really not getting...
Focused, intentional... Or purposeful.
So you're not getting...
F-I-P.
There you go. You're not getting anything okay. really accomplished in those days, although it feels like, oh my gosh, I did
a little
here.
Oh, I've been so busy. Oh,
yeah. And what you're doing is you're biting off a bunch of pieces from different
right.
areas, but nothing has been completed or accomplished.
Okay, I'm going to give you an example. Somebody called me this week and okay. they said, I don't know what to do about cleaning my house. I said, I'm going to tell you what my mother said to me many, many years ago and taught my sisters and I. She said, start with one room, clean that room.
Yep.
And then go to the next room.
Yep.
And seriously, I taught my kids how to clean that way. I don't know if they still do, but it to me is it's purposeful.
Mm-hmm.
It's organized. I can then shut the door or not on that room and say, that's clean.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Oh, it eases your mind from trying to remember, did I go in and dust? Wait a minute. No, that room's done. So I have dusted, or I have run the sweeper, or you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. And that's where it's being focused and purposeful. And there's a lot of great techniques. That's a great one. That's a chunking technique you do in one room. So you're completing one
task. Oh, that's a chunking technique.
So you're
All right.
completing
yes.
one full task at a time. And if you
right.
took just that one room, and you know, the goal might have been the whole house, but really you've accomplished a whole room.
Right.
And so check on that. There was an accomplishment in
yes.
the bigger plan of cleaning the house. You know, I have a little ritual that I do with my boys. Every Saturday morning is house cleaning morning, and we sit down at the breakfast table and we write down everything step by step. And when I say clean the bathroom, I don't put clean a bathroom. I'll say clean the toilet, wash the sink,
right.
clean the shower,
get specific.
Sweep the floor, mop the floor. And we make a very detailed list, and then we all pick which ones we want. We go round robin and everybody signs their name.
Oh my gosh,
so we all
that
have
is great.
Equal opportunity, and then we just go get our stuff done. And we bust it out an hour, and then we have our house is clean and for the rest of the weekend.
I love that. Now that is really good. That's a great example.
And it works. And everyone has a random opportunity to get the bad chores.
Yeah.
But we all have
a random opportunity. Yeah.
And we all just we get it done, and we are purposeful and intentional, and we know what we're doing, and we do it, and everyone checks off or highlights it or crosses it out as they go.
Put their name on it.
Right on it.
Oh, that is great.
And so we know when it's done. We can go down the list, go through the rooms, check it out, and we're ready to go for the rest of the weekend with our day, and it's great.
That is fantastic. I love that. Practical advice, and I hope our listeners realize that's what we are about here on Go Yard. We want to cause people to succeed, hit a home run in life, and have ways of bettering their lives. Some of you out there are going, okay, but you don't realize how chaotic my life is, you know? And so the goal is peace. Let's live that. Yes. And you just said that on Saturday morning after you and the boys have finished all those chores, peace. Nobody's
peace.
Fighting over, oh, well, did you do that? Did you do that? No.
Right.
I love that. That is practical. That's great. That is something we can take home. Take it to the bank.
And that's what that's what it all is about. That's what it all
right.
boils down to, is how do we have live this life with passion and purpose, but have peace and contentment.
Yes.
You know, a lot of us have passion, but there's no peace. We're always going in all kinds of directions, trying to get somewhere where we're never getting anywhere.
Never
there's a lot
anywhere.
Of passion behind it. It's just not working because it's not getting us anywhere.
It's not getting
and
us
so
anywhere.
Working on a way to calm that. Let's quiet the chaos.
Let's quiet it.
Let's settle it.
Woo. Yes. I love that.
I know, chaos. Just the word sounds yucky.
The word is nasty, isn't it? Yes.
You know.
And peace is so wonderful to live in that each day and realize that by the end of the day, you put your head on the pillow and you know you've accomplished some things. I love that. When I put my head on the pillow at night, realizing, okay, today this happened and that happened and I got that done and that done. It's a good feeling, isn't it?
It's a great feeling. And even when we take our Saturday mornings and we've spent 30, 45 minutes, whatever it was, doing the chore list for the day, we can go enjoy the rest of our day if it's run errands or just go hang out at Busch Gardens. We all feel that peace. We're coming home. Everything's great. We feel accomplished.
Absolutely. Isn't that great? Practical insights and what we can do. This has been a good show, and we're not done with this topic, Doctor.
Oh, no.
I think we're going to have to go on next week. What's holding you back? Because this is practical insights to help you have a better quality of life, to hit that home run, to learn to not just keep doing things the same way you've always done it and expecting different results.
If it didn't work, it's not going to work. So let's just let's stop lying to ourselves and say this worked. It didn't. So what are we going to do different? You know, going to the chaos, that's important to self-reflect, to recognize our lies in ourselves, because when we have the world going crazy around us, we can't even really look and examine and self-reflect. So we got to stop it. We got to put down the iPods. We got to turn down the chaos.
Oh,
we
isn't that the truth?
Isolate.
Turn off the TV, sit in a comfy chair, go out back and sit on your porch and do something quiet and reflect.
And reflect and think and get in those moments, and it's okay. Silence is golden.
Silence is golden. Woo! Boy, we've accomplished a lot in a short amount of time. No call-ins today, but that's all right. You're always welcome to do that. And we encourage you to go to our new Facebook page and like it, please. Go to facebook.com/GoYard1340.
Yes.
And you'll find it. And Dr. Falzoni's been working on it this week. So go reward her with a little like right there. Or a comment would be great, too.
I would love comments or questions.
Yes. If you're one that listens to our show, we want to hear from you. Our email address is goyard2014@gmail.com. So we want to hear from you. And we want, if you have a suggestion for a show, we are open for that, too. And we want to handle topics on this show that are relevant, applicable to our daily lives, and we want you to walk away from this show feeling like you're in a better place than you were, you know?
That's the whole goal about it. And if you go away from this feeling like, hey, I can do this. I'm going to make one little change. One change, that's it.
Ooh, a new lease on life. Dr. Angel Falzoni, our resident PhD licensed mental health counselor, here with me, Mama Mac, every Thursday night at 6:06. We are so glad you have joined us. And it's all about hitting home run in life. It's all about go yard, baby. Let's do that instead of stay in the same old place we've always been in those ruts. Woo, it's been fun.
It has been a wonderful night.
Don't you enjoy it? Exactly. We want to hear from you. Go to facebook.com/GoYard1340. I'm Mama Mac.
And I'm Dr. Falzoni, and I hope you are feeling good.
Amen. All right. Have a good week, gang. We'll see you next week.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay.